Morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item. It's a meeting with the county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have three. So let's just take them in the order that they're on the agenda. First action item is to consider a resolution to change the job title and salary grade of one position in the Information Technology Department. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
How are you doing today?
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, good. I'm doing good.
All right. And this is what we had discussed earlier, as far as you know?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And as well as the description, does Commissioner Van Beek or Commissioner Brooks, do either one of you have any comments?
I'm in favor.
I'm certainly in favor. And Legal, did you have an opportunity to review the job description, or did you see anything that since it's been updated? It was just the technicalities of it. Do you know if you ran it by Ben or not?
So no, I'm not sure if it was reviewed. So from what I remember, I thought Marty was going to be here, but from what I remember, the job description was very similar for the CTO as the CIO. It just simply changed the title.
And that's what I recall.
Yeah. So then, as we talked about, is that title change to make it official?
Come on up, Marty. Yeah. We're going.
Chairman, I do have a comment. There was a attachment to the calendar when this was talked about, whenever that was done, and I did request that documentation again. I received that from Chief Rast before he left on Friday. So it's as we, all the terms in there that we're approving are what was discussed in a contractual agreement with Mr. Webb, Director Webb, when he was made aware of this opportunity. So I validated that. Those can be attached to the document. There's a document that is not for public disclosure that has the review that was discussed in there, which was very complimentary of Director Webb's work and filling this position. So with that information, it's going to be a second time it's posted, but I'm in favor of that. I was the one that requested the validation for the salary range and all that, and we're breaking apart the salary and then tying the MOU for the 911 to that, which if we look comparatively at Ada counties, what their IT director is getting, it's probably not enough, but it is what it's a big job, and it's what they've agreed to do in tandem with the sheriff's office to keep that 911 area. So thank you. Congratulations. Thank you for being willing to step into this role. It's a big role. It touches every employee in Canyon County. And I have heard nothing but good feedback about your ability to step into that. And then with the onboarding of our assistant director in IT, I think it's just a great win-win for Canyon County.
Thank you.
All right. Marty, you have any comment?
Sorry, I'm late.
We were talking earlier that the CTI or whatever it would be, just the temporary position compared to the new position was just a few of the title changes for this document.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks. I have that substantiated. So I have further discussion, or I'm looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution to change the job title and salary grade of one position in the Information Technology Department as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Next agenda item is to consider a public hearing notice regarding a request by Nampa Fire Protection District to amend impact fees. Right. Zach, you've reviewed this, and we're good to go.
I've prepared that notice for these upcoming meeting and public hearings with the Nampa Fire District. Same format as we've done with the others.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion, or I'd consider a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve of the public hearing notice regarding a request by Nampa Fire Protection District to amend impact fees as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right, third action item is consider independent contractor agreement with Alexa Alley Perkins. Is it a good sign or a bad sign when they have two names?
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, this is a good.
Good attorney.
Yeah, okay. And you reviewed this in standard fare contract?
Yes, Chairman, it is our typical contract. We do already have a contract with Ms. Perkins for other guardianship cases. She handles a lot of the child protection ones. This is for the Board of Community Guardian. She's agreed to step in and...
And do that?
Yep.
That's great. That's very good to have that quality of person on, on that board.
Yes. And we've had a contractual agreement with her. I think she's doing public defender work, if I remember correctly, for when our Chief Mazzoli was there. And so she's done good work. There's no reason not to approve that, and I am in favor. And I move that we sign the agreement to continue her employment in that capacity as presented.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. There we go. All right. Is there any other public business we need to take care of? I know there's a need for consulting with our attorneys. There's not, just DNF?
DNF for Development Services Department. We have a pending litigation issue to talk about. And I know we have the assessor's office here. Is that also under DNF?
Just hanging out.
DNF for DSD, and we'll excuse the assessor.
All right.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection D for records exempt and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Mr. Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. The motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.